Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like week one was a wake-up call, you know, not just this loss. Week one was a wake-up call. Last week was a wake-up call, you know, because we started off slow last week. And, you know, we got beat tonight. You know, Lions had a great game plan. I feel like offense and defense for those guys played great. We just got to find a way to win.
I've watched over and over Lamar Jackson's behavior, body language, that is, at the end of the game for Monday night, and I don't have a problem with it. I think those of you who are finding problems with it are just chomping at the bit. What is he supposed to do? He's 1-2. Just lost another game where they gave up a gazillion points in the fourth quarter. What is he supposed to do? Throw out sand and tap dance? I mean, what do you want him to do?
Yeah,
sit on the sidelines and smile? Don't worry, be happy? Honestly.
Yeah.
How many are you people even competitors?
What do you mean, you people? Sorry.
Seriously, I mean, maybe it's just me, but I see nothing wrong here. I see nothing wrong, man. At all. I think it's something out of nothing. Let's move on.
Yeah. I mean, look, this has been I don't get why people are he's not the guy you need to be picking apart right now. if you look at what he's done, I mean, it's incredible. I was just telling the guys and I was telling Ken McCusick, I retweeted it. There's a stat out there of what every team's average yardage to gain on third down, meaning, so it's you average third and four, whatever. The Ravens average, they got to get 8.2 yards on third down. That's what they average to pick up a first down. And then they have the number one offense in football. what do you want from them? I mean, this guy has just been doing everything.
Tom Brady cussed his offensive coordinator out on the sidelines, and people say he's a competitor.
Right.
Lamar Jackson looks like he's pissed off and we got a problem with it. What's
you know what I wonder? I wonder if that's the most points ever scored by somebody that's been sacked seven or more times.
I don't know if anybody saw Derrick Henry did the same thing.
Yeah.
Lamar did that.
Derrick Henry slouched to the seat like the war was ending.
And threw it on the heater and then, yes.
Because he knew the ramification of what he just did. Yes. They're competitors, people. Jesus, this is not, what do you think you're watching? This is primetime football in a game that matters. That matters a lot.
Let me ask you, you mentioned running out of gas. I just want to ask people, you know, looking at that, you end up, you get rear-ended, you're sitting at a light, somebody bangs into your car. What do you do when you get out? Do you just go, huh, well, that happens. No, you probably react in the moment and it's like, what? That's what you do. Like, you're human beings, for Jesus. People drive me crazy with this. And funny, Flacco got the opposite, you know, criticism.
Yeah.
He doesn't get upset. They just you know, turn the ball over. He's sitting down looking at his iPad. That's who he is. You ever watch Tom Landry coach a game? Win,
we're
lose.
Not old enough.
You couldn't go to hell. You couldn't tell if the Cowboys were winning or losing. He looked the same.
He had his rolled up paper, arms
his
folded.
Fedora.
Suit.
Suit on. Before anybody, nobody wore suits then. Maybe Hank Stram was the only one.
When's the last time you told somebody to go to hell?
That's an old one. That's an old one.
Yeah, because I couldn't say what I want to say.
You can. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. That's what you do to me.
He likes this thing called paychecks.
Yeah. When I asked, do you? I asked him if I could say a specific word.
There
on the
we
air,
go.
And he goes, yeah, of course you can. And I say it on the air, and he went, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, what? He goes, you can't say that on the air. So you told me I could.
No, wait, you're an idiot?
I trusted you.
It's your first mistake.
Yeah, probably.
But again, you should know by now the people that live with him don't listen to him.
Well, the people that don't live with him don't listen to him.
I know. I used to have power. I get abused by you two.
You know,
your life is changed.
Did you ever see The Wedding Singer? I don't know if you saw it with Adam Sandler. And then there's the old guy that comes up and he goes to punch the guy that's cheating on his fiance. And he hits her. I used to be much stronger. It's like, I used to have power.
I had 41,000 armed people listening to me. Now, this.
You're in Baltimore. You still have 41,000 armed people listening to you. You in the front.
Who hasn't seen Wedding Singer?
I don't know. I didn't know if that's white humor or not. That's why I ask.
I mean, see, here's the thing. There's humor that you laugh with, and then there's white humor where you laugh
at.
There you go.
Do you even? Like, I have buddies that don't even laugh at it. Like, I don't
really
get this.
Yeah. The Wedding Singer was hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of Adam Sandler's funny movies, because I'm not a big Adam Sandler fan.
I am.
I love that movie.
I'm not either, actually.
Yeah,
I've said that before. I'm not.
You just don't like him because he wears sweatpants and hoodies to the Grammys and Emmys.
Yeah, he does.
He does dumb comedy. Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
I like smart comedy.
Like to me, he's Jerry Lewis.
Yes.
And good analogy. I wasn't a Jerry Lewis fan.
No, me either.
You got to give him better than Jerry Lewis.
No, he's Jerry Lewis.
No.
Oh, you're... Yes, give me Dave Chappelle, give me Louis C.K., give me Shane Gill, give me smart comedy.
Yeah.
Let me know when any one of those guys can do what he did in Uncut Gems.
That wasn't a comedy.
I know. I'm just telling you how talented this guy is. You guys think he's Chabaloo, ha-da-da.
That's him. Most of the time. That's him.
When really he's just trying to figure out how to hit this three-team parlay. I'm going to win it all back.
I don't get it. Daily Line with Jeremy Conn at 9:30, but on the other side... Maryland head football coach Mike Locksley joins us. I'm going to have a show callback with Coach Locksley when he comes in right here on The Fan. You got
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys know I have a good heart. I mean, well, sometimes that's misunderstood. I feel like I'm the most misunderstood person on this show at times.
What?
Now, last week, with all good intentions, I said to our esteemed guest, Coach Mike Locksley, head coach of Maryland football team, I said, Coach, we'll talk to you next week after you beat Wisconsin. But no, Coach didn't take my words to be something positive and motivation. He says, Rob, you're always starting stuff. So, Coach, it's good to talk to you this week after you beat Wisconsin.
Rob, you're always starting stuff. There you go again.
Great game, man. Great. You guys went out there in their building, in their stadium. Halftime is 20-0. I looked over at my buddy and said, I think this is over, man. Honestly, you took all the gas out of them, all the answers. You just changed up everything. What was the key to such a tremendous start by your young men?
It's just that, the young men. And, you know, these guys don't have the experience of being gone through Camp Randall Stadium. They hadn't had a lot of these guys, as I've said, 64 new players make up this team. And none of them have experienced going to Camp Randall, so they didn't have anything to gauge or anything to have fear about. And that's the thing I like. When you have a young, inexperienced team, they're not very fearful because they don't know what they don't know. And I like that about this team. The thing that jumped out to me after watching it, you know, we're finally playing with the physicality that the Big Ten brings. And, you know, we've we've developed and built this roster, because it's one thing to win, you know, when the weather's great, but it's another thing that when you got to play in the tough environments, you got to run the ball, you got to play physical. And I feel really good that we've built a young team that understands the physicality that comes with playing in the Big Ten, and it showed up Saturday.
And what about the Huskies? They seem, from what I've seen this year, Red, it's pretty balanced attack on the ground, in the air, and can be explosive. You know, Jonah Coleman, one of the top backs in the country. What else is going on there?
Yeah, their quarterback is the guy that makes him go. You know, he's one of those Kyler Murray kind of guys, run around, extends plays, can make the throws. Reminds me a little bit of Leah Tagovailoa, who we had. So we've got to do a great job of containing him. You know, they've got great athleticism in all the skill positions, receiver, running back, corner, safeties. They'll match up, I mean, very similarly to us in terms of just the athletic ability and their size. And so, you know, they've got a big game this weekend against Ohio State that, you know, we'll be sitting here cleaning our weapons and getting them ready for our next battle, which comes after them playing Ohio State, and, you know, get a chance to get a look at what they do against a good opponent like Ohio State.
My inevitable apology tour with bad picks starts this week with apologizing to Coach Loxley for picking Wisconsin, and Malik the struggle on the road and his first road game in the Big Ten. And what can you say about him? Because that, I mean, he showed poise, and I expected a Wisconsin team.
Beyond his years.
Yes, and more people are talking about him down the line and his future. And I know he's still got games ahead, but he's looked so good so far.
Yeah, and I told somebody earlier that, you know, if you want to know the type of trust we have in this kid as a freshman quarterback, you know, we've got the ball at the 1-inch line, and then Pep Hamilton's like, hey, coach, what do you want to do? You want to sneak it here to give us some room, just run it? And I said, you trust him like I do, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, let's take a shot. And, you know, we took a shot. He was smart enough to check it down to the back. The back gets us off the goal line, and then we complete a 99-yard drive with a beautiful post to punch over the top. And to me, that kind of shows the faith and the type of maturity and trust that we have in this young quarterback. And I've said it, you know, to you guys, to everybody over here, that it's a maturity level, you know, that he's like he's been here before. And I really have a comfort level because the kid has made great decisions with the football. We've played a clean offensive game the last two games. No penalties, no turnovers. And you'll win a lot of games if you just don't beat yourself. And I think that's what this kid understands. And he's also got the talent to make the necessary throws and get the ball to our explosive players when in the critical situations.
Coach Mike Loxley joins us, head coach of the Maryland Terps. He had 10 tackles against FAU, 14 tackles against NIU. Your starters didn't play a lot, so he had 4 against Towson, and he came back last week with 11 against Wisconsin. Tell me about this kid, Daniel Wingate, the junior out of Bowie, Maryland.
Yeah, you know, Danny is very similar to E.J. Henderson. I've made that comparable because E.J. was a heavy-handed, lengthy, physical, we call him the dense tackler, where when he hits people, they get knocked back. And Daniel Wingate's one of those guys. He's 245 pounds. He's 6'4", 6'3½", and plays the game the right way, really instinctive, reads his keys, and has become a leader for us. And, you know, as I said at the beginning of the year, we have a lot of players like Daniel that people didn't know about because a year ago he was a rotational guy that, you know, played 20, 25 snaps and kind of shared times with some guys that aren't here. And
yeah, 50 tackles last year, already has 40 now.
Right. And so it shows you that he's been developed in this program, and I really like the leadership that he brings as well.
Watch, one of the things that they are good, really good at is ball security. They don't fumble off and turn the ball much. And when they get opportunities, they're pretty good in the red zone, or they convert them. How are you guys been with ball security this year? Because I really haven't paid attention to that much. I've just been paying attention to your quarterback, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, we've gone 2 straight games on offense with no turnovers. Right. Malik has 2 turnovers. He had the 1 interception. It was a tip, and then he put the ball on the ground against Towson or Northern Illinois, one of those teams earlier this year where he ran out of the pocket and didn't have 2 hands on the ball. But other than that, we've our biggest miscues right now are the drops, and that's something that we've got to get addressed. We cleaned it up, I thought, a week ago, where we got through the game with zero drops, and then this past weekend we got back up to six. And these drops are happening at a critical time. You know, when you drop the ball on third down, that becomes almost a turnover, especially if you had the opportunity to extend drives. And the thing that's getting us right now on offense, even though we're playing clean, is those drops show up, whether second and long, and now you're in third and long instead of third medium, and it makes it advantageous to the defense when you're in the third and long situation. So we got to get the drops cleaned up this week on defense, work on those blitz patterns a little cleaner there. And, you know, but what's really been great for us is our special teams. And, you know, we've had three block kicks the last two games, a block field goal, two block punts. We've invested in special teams and brought in a full-time special teams coordinator and Dre Pyle and an assistant in Chili Davis. And they've really done a good job of scheming things up and getting us opportunities and extra opportunities with how we've played on special teams.
Hey, Coach, is this a good time for a bye? I know it's still early in the season, but with the way you guys are playing, I feel like I'd want to play this weekend.
Well, that's the good thing, because much like one of them F1 cars that pulls in for a pit stop, as I told our guys, just don't get out the car. I mean, we got to get all the wheels and get those changed and get healthy. And it comes at a great time because it's in the first third. We'll play four more games, and then we'll get another bye week after the next fourth game. And, you know, for a team that doesn't have a lot of depth, recovery is as important as the strength and the playing. So we'll use this time to kind of, like I said, sharpen our weapons for our next battle. We'll stay in the car and get recovered and get healthy, and then try to continue the upward elevation of the program.
There you go, Coach Mike Locksley. Now, with your bye week, maybe next week you can call us and tell us what you were sipping on, or maybe you had a stogie or two.
Well, you can tell us now.
I done had four cigars the last 2 days.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, fellas.
Coach Mike Locksley, 410-583-1057 is the number. You just don't find most Power 4, Power 5 head coaches that down to earth.
You know what I mean?
You just don't.
Absolutely not.
He's so cool, man.
It's nice to have someone on there that's not annoyed to be on.
Exactly.
He's actually have fun when he comes on.
Who is that a shot at?
I think that's what it is, Ed.
It's the basketball coach. The prior one. Yes.
I couldn't put my finger on. That's what it is.
That's exactly
he sounds
what it
like
is.
He looks forward to coming on.
Yeah. Do you remember Willard was like, I'm just gonna say it. It was like he did not want to come on. It was crystal clear.
Buzz Williams won't be like that.
No.
I think Buzz is gonna be the guy that takes over the interview.
Good.
Seriously.
Yeah.
He'll come in and it's about time
it's somebody else other than you.
Well, if he wants to battle me for it, I can battle.
Oh my God, that'd be a fight to the death. I'll be sitting here like this with the thumb, like in the Colosseum in Rome.
Joe LaCroix, Encore 945, but on the other side. All right, Jimmy, you can talk.
Yeah. I kissed my sister last night, 2-2-1 in my top plays.
Left cheek, right cheek.
Oh. I got whichever one you didn't. So looking at today, there's a lot of good spots to attack. We've got some interesting prop plays. It's just baseball today. I started looking at the football schedule and looking at some plays for this weekend for Thursday night, so we'll get into that tomorrow. But with today, lots of good baseball games. I'll tell you my favorite spot. There's one game where the wind's blowing in at 12 miles an hour, and if you don't take the under, I think you're silly. I'll tell you what game that is coming up next.
And he drives one deep left center field. Crew Armstrong back, and it's out of here. Francisco Alvarez puts the Mets in front with a two-run homer. Alvarez with the biggest hit of his life, his 10th home run of the year, and the Mets are back in front. It's 9-7 in the eighth.
Yeah, that was my under call for the day. 7.5. What did he say it was? 9-what? Say what?
He's been on fire.
Yeah.
Alvarez. Last like 9 days, 6 RBIs, and his OPS is like 1,000, over 1,000, I think.
Crazy.
He's just crushing it.
Mets need somebody to step up for him. They're going to rely on all these young arms.
They may not make the playoffs.
Well, Jonah Tong goes for them tonight. We'll talk about him in just a second. But yeah, speaking of that game, the one thing I said is that it's in weather situations like yesterday, it's harder to hit home runs. And then somebody hits a home run in the first inning, and you're like, well, okay.
Maybe it's that hard.
Well, but it was. I mean, factually, you had the home run hit late. You had the one hit early. What happened to us is we got done in by walk, single, walk, you know, sacrifice, second and third, double, single. It was nickel and dimed. And that's what you hope doesn't happen today because, as I tell you about the weather, it's, the weather outside is weather. Cubs under today. Cubs under. The wind is blowing in at 12 miles an hour at Wrigley. So as I'm telling you, I'll get to the Wrigley game in just one sec. Orioles over, Yankees under, Cubs under, and Cardinals over is where the weather supports the most greatly today. But with this Cubs game, we get Matthew Boyd, a fly ball pitcher, and you got the wind blowing in. That's going to negate some of those fly balls. And what it allows these pitchers to do is to attack more of that strike zone. And if they get guys swinging and they get you in their counts, then they throw some stuff that looks like it's going in and it's not. Home runs turn into fly ball outs in games like this. You really need to swing at the right time when the wind dies down to make something happen. This is one of the better win games we've had at Wrigley. Don't overthink it. Bet the under. Just bet the under at 7. I know people are going to look at that number and see what happened yesterday and go, oh my God, what about the bullpens? What about it? They're fine. They're fine. Bet the under. And Jonah Tong's on the other side. The only concern about betting the under is the same thing that happened last night with getting nickel and dime, because you got a guy like Jonah Tong who's going to come in, young pitcher. Could he walk guys? Could he give up some base hits? The element, could it affect him? I mean, any of that's possible, but I feel like we have a really big edge in this game by taking the under. Some of the other baseball games that really stand out today to me, I do like the Orioles over. I don't like Tyler Wells in this game. I like him under 5.5 Ks. It's juiced up to -160. Me saying I don't like Tyler Wells in this game doesn't mean I don't like him. I don't think he's going to pitch well or anything like that. I don't think he gets 5.5 Ks today. And the one thing I noticed in some of my research, you heard me mention the Yankees under. Love the Yankees under against the White Sox. Yeah, some people are going to look at that and go, oh, the White Sox, what if they just get torched? They could. The weather's supporting the under here, and we have Max Fried on the mound. And Max Fried, great in the beginning, settled down a little bit, had a couple of rough starts. And if you look at his numbers overall, he still looks like one of the best pitchers in the American League.
Okay.
I still tell you, I would not have signed him to an 8-year deal because those last 3 years are going to be just brutal for them. But we'll get to that point later on down the line. But with this game, Max Fried's only faced the White Sox once. He struck out 11. And in 3 of his last 5 games, including that big game against the Orioles where he had a ton of Ks, he's gone over his number 3 of the last 5 games at 5.5. He's juiced up -145. I like the Yankees game to go under, and I like Max Fried to go over his strikeouts. We have a great matchup today with Pitt and Cincinnati. I think the under looks good there, but I think everybody's going to be on that. It's Hunter Green versus Paul Skeens. The other game that really stood out to me, and I'll leave you with this before getting into some of the other prop plays and things, the Houston game against the Athletics. Now, Hunter Brown's on the mound, and most people are going to look at Hunter Brown being a flamethrower and how good he is and all that. And you're right. I don't know what it is about the A's, but they grayed out really well today. And seeing Brent Rooker, seeing Langelier, seeing Nicholas Kurtz, seeing these guys up at the top of the algorithm drink, I think, and you notice a bunch of Houston bats up at the top as well with Diaz, Pena, Altuve, Walker. And why is that? That's because they're facing Luis Severino. And I just double checked, and yeah, he sucks. So that was another guy. People were like, why don't we sign Severino? Yeah, this. That's why. Isn't that good? I mean, look, he would have been better than Charlie Morton, at least for the beginning of that
season. Yeah, but that's not good.
No.
It's still not good.
So yeah.
I hate that because he's better than him. Yeah, but he's still not good.
I like the A's and Astros to go over the 9. When I looked at over 1.5 bases today, so this is where, like, I'm on a lot of unders in today's slate. And then when I went back and looked at the hitters on the algorithm list, usually I have about 15 to 20 of guys that are projected to go over 2 bases. Mm-hmm. There were like 7 today. And that's with Ohtani playing. That's with Bobby Witt. That's with Aaron Judge. All these guys on that list. There were like 7. So I feel like they're telling you with the weather, things getting colder, some of the wind that we have in games and the elements that, and plus teams get tighter around postseason time. You're not going to sit here and let a pitcher go on if he's struggling, if you need to win that game. You're gonna take him out and go with somebody else. And oh, by the way, do you like what the Mets are doing with Sean Manaea? It's Manaea and who's the guy that comes in after him? Like Manaea pitches 3 innings and they bring in another starter to pitch 3 innings, and that's their game.
I don't have anything to do right now. Honestly.
Well, I just hope they don't disappoint you, but there's probably a pretty good chance that happens.
They would disappoint them if they won it all, because they know they don't.
No, I'd be shocked. It'd be different.
Well, one other prop play. I'm going back to the well with Bobby Witt tonight. He looks great. He always looks great to go over 1.5 bases. But The other one that really stands out that's at the top of the list that's not normally there, having a good season, Yandy Diaz. I like Yandy Diaz over 1.5 bases against Tyler Wells and the Orioles tonight. Do like the over in that game. Again, my favorite play, Mets and Cubs to go under. There you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go out to Woodbury and get our man Joe. What's up, Joe?
What up is I'm just listening to y'all and laughing and everything, but what comes to my mind is my man Herb Edwards. That's why they play the game. And with that thing called rock, paper, scissors, they say the Ravens was the best team on paper. Well, somebody threw rocks at that paper and then they cut it up with the scissors. So, I mean, 20 missed tackles. I mean, I'm just thinking about that Ravens game, man. You know, 20 missed tackles. You got your rookie pass rusher playing pass coverage. Why? So I'm just thinking every man on that team will look each other in the eye and know they got to play better. But they still got to have better coaching, fellas. And offensive line, I don't know what to say about it. We've been talking about no pass rush and no blocking. So people get paid to fix it. We get paid just to – well, I don't get paid to talk about it, but I just understand what's going on with it. Guys, have a great day.
You too.
He's the second person I heard say something about Mike Green out in the press coverage. That's what he does. That's part of his job.
That's what they do. The Ravens do this all the time.
Suggs did it.
Everybody does it. That's what they do to mix it up a little bit. It's not unusual.
But when things are going awry and it's not going your way, people are going to look at that and go, why? Why?
Because that's what we do. It's like,
but if it's not working, you understand. Like, I agree with you guys. Like, people, hey, why do we have this guy? Why has he been blocking?
What they should
be
looking at is, why aren't we tackling? You've been practicing since you're 8 years old. Why can't you rap? It's like, this is what I want to know.
There were some just gaping holes.
Owings Mills, Shumi. What's up, Shumi?
Guys.
Shumi?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up? Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right, I have a favorite saying. It goes like this. It's not as bad as it looks. It just looks bad. And I feel a Raven. And I think Zach Orr is the real problem. We brought in the guy to babysit him. And even that's not enough. Got all the talent. We got to get somebody in there that can coach him. That's it.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Shubi.
Hey.
His last name is Dewey, you know.
First off, no, Shubi. Is his middle name Shubi?
Yeah, it's Dewey.
I was just going to say thank you, Godfather, and may your first child be a masculine child.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm happy it's coming. I think it'll improve the game. I think some pitchers will probably be better pitchers because of it. But I don't understand why we kick so much against technology being involved in sports. What's supposed to be, you know, I don't understand why the performance enhancing things is such a bad thing. You know what I mean? You want to live longer, live better lives outside of sports, you do it. But yet when athletes say, well, I want to take this and take that, no, that's not right. Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Put that blue pill down then. I mean, you don't want it when it's gone, it's gone.
Right.
You know, we all go to an endorsed LifeMed Institute.
Mm-hmm.
All right, take that out of your life then. Go ahead. Take it out of your life. How different is your life?
I don't know that I stay up as late.
You mean at night or at night?
Yes.
And that's the Encore for the day.
Encore brought to you today and every day by Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. Listen, you heard the Encore talking about, you know, life mid,
you know,
performance. Yeah. You can be like mediocre in most aspects of your life, and you probably are, but don't be in the bedroom, because that will be devastating if someone replaces you. So check out Lion's Den. Get the proper tools. Just get on in to see what I'm talking about. There's a bunch of locations here, or lionsden.com.
Yeah, and let her finish for first for once.
Yeah, well, at least once in a while.
Look who's talking.
Hey, you started the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won.
So I win every race.
I won.
I'm a competitor.
Who we got on the mound tonight? Jeremy Gunn?
Tyler Wells. Tyler Wells on the bump.
Who's on the bump for the other team?
It is Shane Baz.
Shane Baz versus Wells.
Yep.
Sound like a win to me. Would you got the over or under?
I got the over. I do like Tyler Wells to go under K's. It's 5.5 for him, but 8.5 is the total in the game.
Yeah, Tyler Wells, 6 K's, though.
But it's juiced up heavily, so you're gonna pay to get that number.
I want to get out of last place. It'll be one game away from getting out of last place with a win tonight. That's my standings. I'm chasing.
I know people say it doesn't mean, like, it just shows you where they came from and how they've been playing so much better, mm-hmm. even though the bats have not looked good.
Yeah. Do you realize they finished out the year with winning records the last 3 out of 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Man, it's almost like those injuries at the beginning of the year really hurt them.
By the way, Tony Mancelino had MVO votes.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, what did Pat Gillick say?
Pat Gillick said, I don't know that dude.
Who was the angry guy named yesterday?
I don't remember if he told us his name.
He called back after I hung up on him. Called back.
He's an angry ex-employee.
But Joe didn't deal with him. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Ed North, what'd you learn today?
Well, I'll start with some serious breaking news. There was a shooting at the Dallas ICE field office. Multiple people shot. The field office just broke within the hour. It happened early this morning. The news just breaking. So this is really getting ugly. This is not how you solve problems, man. Just going in and just shooting it up. And the gunman apparently killed himself. So I just, what the hell's going on in this country? On a funnier note, or at least a cheerier note, you talked about running out of gas and mm-hmm. feeling really stupid. I have one, and I think I can top you in this one.
What?
I was in Florida just a while ago when I lived in Tampa. I'm on my motorcycle, and it was an older bike, so it didn't have an electronic gas gauge. So I run out of gas. Mm. Now I'm like feeling stupid like you, but at least I could push the motorcycle to a gas station. I didn't have to wait for help. So I pushed the motorcycle a couple blocks to get to a gas station.
Those are heavy.
They're heavy. It's about 800 pounds. Yes. You can do it, though, because it has wheels, but it's about 800 pounds. I get it to the gas station and then find out from someone who was also a biker. My model was older. It had what's called a petcock.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
I do that all the time.
Meow.
A petcock at a motorcycle, since there's no gas gauge,
yeah,
reserved a gallon of fuel. All you had to do was turn it, and I could have filled up the tank.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's the not knowing that hurts the first most.
Yeah, I felt so stupid, but yeah. So there you go.
A couple of national days today. National Cherries Jubilee Day. I've never had Cherries Jubilee. Have you?
I don't think I have either, actually.
I have.
I've never had Baked Alaska either.
I've never had Cherries Jubilee.
I like all the Jubilees.
Today is also National Punctuation Day, as I get you out of that joke, Jeremy.
Period.
Uh-huh. Today is also National Women's Health and Fitness Day. Yay. A couple of birthdays in sports. You know this guy, Ed. Today is Hubie Brooks' 69th birthday. He was the Mets' shortstop. He came over in the Gary Carter trade, right? Along with Gary Carter from the Expos. He was an Expo.
Same era, yeah.
Yeah. Former baseball player, also Met. Bernard Gilkey turns 57 today. Drew Gooden turns 44 today, former NBA player. And Eddie George and Kyle Turley share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Eddie George.
Eddie George is older. Jeremy.
George.
Ed.
I'm assuming Eddie George is early 50s. So I'm going to say George.
All right. You're right. Eddie George is early 50s. He's 52.
Okay.
Kyle Turley, 50. You're all right.
Oh,
and happy birthday to former Oriole. Great to see him at the Cal Ripken 21-31 celebration. Rafael Palmeiro turns 59 today.
Hmm. Well, oh, by the way, we were talking to Tim Tebow of the Pacific Northwest, Rob.
Uh-huh.
Was Jake Locker. Remember okay. we were talking and we never got to it. And I retweeted that picture of the guy with the gigantic mask that he had removed where it looks like he has two heads at J-Con Sports. But I did want to tell you guys a few important things.
What?
Colorblindness is really interesting. I gray a book about it yesterday.
Oh, you should have, I should have said green.
I gray a book about it. No, that's nothing for
you. You read green colorblindness, you know?
We need more jokes about library books. They're long overdue. I had a flatmate who was dyslexic, agnostic, and an insomniac. He would stay up all night wondering if there really was a dog. Why did the man fall in the well?
Why?
Because he could not see that well. It's a double entendre.
I like that, yeah.
I asked my Indian friend how much bread he had left, and he said, not much.
Non-bread.
Not much. Yeah. It's the whole joke is you're supposed to think
I
none.
Know. I got it.
Which part of the hospital is the worst place to hide? It's another one of these jokes. I see you.
I see you. By using his hands to play peekaboo.
Yeah.
We'll have cameras soon. That'll solve that problem.
Argentina is surprisingly cold this fall. In fact, it's bordering on Chile. Chile. And just got Gucci tattooed on my balls. Looks like the wife will finally get that designer bag after all.
Oh. Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.